This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. South Korea is in the midst of a culture war over video game addiction. The South Korean parliament is considering legislation that would put limits on video game advertising and also tax the industry's revenue to help fight addiction. The country's commitment to high-speed internet infrastructure has helped to create a boom in gaming and young gamers. The BBC's Mark Gregory has been looking at this. Hello, Mark.
Hello there.
So tell me about the sides in this fight. Who's on what side?
Well, this is a law before the South Korean parliament, which really reflects a lot of concern by parents, by all kinds of people in South Korean society about online gaming addiction. It's seen as a very, very serious problem. So if you've got the family lobby on the one side, on the other side, you've got the Korean computer gaming industry, which employs 100,000 people.
You know, we think of comparisons to gambling, alcohol, drugs, and those sound much worse, don't they? Can you give me a sense of how big of a problem video game addiction really is in this country?
Well, it's seen as a very large problem, and you have to remember that South Korea is one of the most wired countries on earth. And indeed, from 2011, so just 2 years ago, there was actually a law passed that bans gaming between the hours of midnight and dawn for anybody aged under 16 years old. So this is a problem that really is pretty close to lots of South Korean families. For some in South Korean society, they see it as a kind of a mass curse.
Now, one of the things being considered here is using 1% of revenue from the industry to fight video game addiction. That, on its face, doesn't sound all that bad to me. What is the argument against something like that here?
I don't know that there is that much of an argument. It's just, of course, it's a considerable sum of money that the gaming industry would have to find. I'm not sure that they're worried so much about the money as about the signal that it sends. But it's not just the revenues that will be raised. There could also be restrictions on the advertising of computer gaming. And it's probably that the industry is more concerned about than having to shell out a bit of money.
The BBC's Mark Gregory. Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you.